Hello and welcome to Courageous and Free. I'm your host, Jacqueline Mack, Clarity Coach, Rapid BS Clearer, and Wealth Activator. I'm also a retired high-ticket sales specialist, corporate trainer, and speaker. Now, I have designed this podcast for busy moms and dads, business owners, entrepreneurs, and corporate executives that are just like you. A tool to efficiently and effectively get clear on what fulfillment, purpose, and confidence means to you, as well as clear away all the BS to not only increase confidence and clarity rather easily, but transforming into the happiest and wealthiest version of you, which is living your dreams like a boss consistently. My genius and superpower is helping successful high performers create new boundaries and beliefs to lead them back to their truest desires, whether it's escaping the 9-to-5 or falling back in love with it. I help people live their dreams like a boss with inspiration, the expectation of success, and the fearlessness to show up in their truth confidently while operating only from their zone of genius with ease, without apologies and no shame for wanting it all and actually consistently living and receiving it all with grace and ease. If you are sick and tired of the hamster wheel to nowhere, are stuck in the guilt of wanting more, scared to commit, too freaked out to quit, have fears about failing, are constantly stuck in old ways of being and doing life, and yet know, like really know you were meant to have, be, do, and experience so much more, yet confused on the how, not sure who, not sure where to start, when it comes to making the necessary shifts without freaking out or feeling like a failure or giving up on your dreams, then this podcast is for you. So are you ready to live your truth, live a fulfilling life for the first time, or up-level your success? Then what are you waiting for? Let's go. Hey, real quick, before we jump in, I want to share with you the most critical, powerful prompts to reset each month with clarity, confidence, intention, and energetic momentum. These are the prompts that I've been using in my one-on-one coaching, as well as my group coaching, and even for myself before I ever even shared them with the public. These 7 prompts are what I use every single month, my clients use every single month, to start to understand what it's like to decide from and live from your vision. So if you're ready to ditch regrets for good, if you're ready to master your days versus your days controlling you, if you want to make decisions that no circumstance can stall, then these prompts are for you. And if you think you're too busy, I promise you, you can find time to master these prompts every single month in less than 20 minutes. Don't forget to grab that link in the show notes to grab your prompts today. Today we are talking about leveling up your self-worth. I know you guys all hear me talk about self-confidence a lot, clarity, courage, fulfillment in both your personal life and your professional life. But today it's around self-worth because I've been really deep into Jamie Kern Lima's book, Worthy. If you do not have that book, please go check it out. It is amazing, sharing how fulfillment, if we're on this path of fulfillment and creating more fulfillment in both our personal life and professional life, it's really understanding that paradigm shift that confidence alone isn't going to create that. Actually, confidence alone will keep you on the low side, right? Without the self-worth. Like, you might have all the confidence in the world and not much fulfillment in either your personal life or your business life or both. So today I want to explore effective strategies and actionable insights to help you cultivate that unwavering confidence, that self-worth elevation, and achieve that fulfillment in both your personal and professional life. Also discover practical tips to actually shift the mindset, break free from that self-doubt, and step into your full potential with that courage and that conviction and intention on a consistent basis. The consistent basis is what allows us to really create the consistency of what we desire to experience instead of like it being a one and done type of experience. Now, don't get me wrong. Some of the things we desire or some of the things we set goals for are a one and done experience, or some people call it a season of their life. Like, I used to run marathons and half marathons in different cities and eat my face off and then go run all the calories out, which was a crazy cycle. It was a lot of fun, But it's not what I've been doing at all in the past, gosh, 12, 13 years now. So when we talk about the fulfillment in life, when we talk about what's required to create fulfillment in life, well, obviously it starts with our decisions. What we are committing to and deciding to do will create an experience, and that experience either will give us fulfillment or not. We're talking about that fulfillment and what's required. Decision mastery. Well, how do you master your decision-making process? The courage to get clear on your vision, those deep burning desires, and not just the wants. Sometimes our life gets kind of muddled up with all these things we think we want or we think we desire. And in reality, we're just romanticizing because social media is showing this or our society is showing that, right? So here at the end of the day, we're going to go dive deep into, well, that fulfillment part. It is decision mastery that helps us create that fulfillment, but it's also the confidence and the self-worth. Because like I said, it requires both of them to be fully, fully, fully up-leveled in so many ways. And like I said, there are so many seasons in my life where I've had massive confidence and zero self-worth. Like I would experience like the goal, the success, the achievement, and even at the finish line, or even when receiving whatever it was that I desired, money, the medal, the promotion, the accolades, the hire, the relationship, the adventure, the vacation. Sometimes I would have these thoughts of like, wow, do I really deserve this? That comes from self-worth. That's the inner side of things. So self-worth is the internal sense of being good enough. Sit with that for a second. Internal sense of being good enough and worthy of love and belonging and receiving from others. Self-worth is often confused with self-esteem and confidence. A lot. I still to this day sometimes will interchange those words and like, that's not what I meant, right? Our words are so powerful, and the perspective and the meaning we put behind them is even more powerful, right? So we got to get super intentional with this piece, because the external factors such as success and achievements, which as a high performer, I'm very familiar with, when we allow those to define our self-worth, it can often lead to inconsistent feelings, inconsistency, and the struggle, inconsistency of the feeling of worthiness, right? And nobody wants that. That's not fulfillment, right? That's the opposite. So self-confidence is more about that external. We accumulate experiences, and as we create more accomplishments in our life, and this external layer of your self-assurance, you know, we want to make sure we're not confusing that with the self-worth, because the self-worth is the something deeper. It's the internal. So I say, when we do the inner game first, and we take care of that, any strategy will work. You can become very confident in working through and creating a strategy that works, especially those that have worked for other people. But when you're saying, it's not working for me, why isn't it working for me? Well, we can take a look at the strategy, but we should really jump in and take a look at the inner game, the inner work first, because it's all about recognizing that your value as a person is just what it is simply because you exist, not because you're competent or confident and have all these things that you've experienced or accomplished in life. You are worthy simply because you exist. Please hear that. Please let that land and close your eyes if you're in a safe place and let that just marinate. How does it feel knowing that you're worthy simply because you exist? Uncomfortable? Good? Freedom? Like, what words come up? What do you feel when someone, me or anyone, says, yeah, you're worthy, you deserve this simply because you exist? Because here's what Jamie Kern Lima says: we don't always get what we strive for, but we do get what we settle for. Ah, so before you click let this land. And what we settle for is because of our level of self-worth. Our level of self-worth. This is why it's so important to know that it's okay when you don't feel worthy or you don't Feel confident because you're not always going to. We are human beings having this spiritual experience, right? Or we're the spiritual beings having this human experience. Like we fluctuate between the two constantly because we're here in the flesh, right? So again, we don't always get what we strive for, but we do get what we settle for. And when we settle because of our level of self-worth. So if our self-worth is going up, guess what? What we're striving for is going up, and what we receive and our self-worth from that is going up as well. But let's not confuse this with the confidence piece. Because everything we set out to experience, every goal, every desire, that when we hit that accomplishment feels really good and really great. I know because I am a high achiever, a recovering high performer. But if you have a low self-worth, you may not even feel you didn't deserve. Or when you earned it, it was like, was this really meant for me? Why did we even go after it in the first place if we didn't believe we deserved it in the first place? This is what I love to help with my clients unlock and block, release that block from. So let's break this down. Jamie did a great job in the book Worthy, and there's like over two or three dozen of these little statements that you can go check out her book and really dial this piece in. But I wanted to share a few of them because these are the things that I was already doing and still do with my clients when we talk about self-worth and we talk about self-confidence. So self-confidence is what you show on the outside. Like some people might think, I've had luck with this, and that's why I do it. Now, do I fumble the ball? Yeah, but I'm still confident when I do it because I'm human, right? Self-worth is what you feel on the inside. Now, whether I put on my lipstick today or not, I still feel worthy enough to jump on and go live with you. For those who show up or watch this as a replay or listen to it on my podcast, because I know the worth that I have can be the inspiration for somebody else that might be struggling with their self-worth. It just takes one spark. One comment, one talk, one hello, one smile, one conversation, one outreach. And self-confidence is based on what? Mastery, decision mastery. So I say when we have the courage to get clear and take that consistent action, we have competence and confidence, right? So decision mastery, self-confidence is based on mastery. Self-worth is based on identity. Ooh. Do you know who you are, what you stand for, what you don't stand for, who you are here to serve, who you love being in all the ways, and how you show up as a woman, as a leader, as a mother, as a neighbor, as a sister, as a wife, as a daughter, as a friend, as a partner, as a community volunteer, as a service person of service? Identity. Versus mastery, self-confidence, mastery, self-worth based on identity. Self-confidence is what you can do. Self-worth is who you are when you do what you do, right? Whew, take the pressure off yourself. Do you have fun doing what you do? Or do you do things very stuffy? Because that's what our old culture and paradigms used to say, this is the way it has to be done. Really? I like to think outside the box and live outside the box. I've always been compared to. They talk about like shoving that square peg. Imagine a square peg shoved into a round hole. It's not even going in the slightest bit. Now, you can be the round peg in the square hole. It fits, but it's really loose and it doesn't really fit like a glove. But being the square peg trying to be squished into the round hole, I mean, I remember even when I was a child, my adults would say, "Oh, Jackie. Oh, Jackie." And then I got my first job in corporate. "Oh, you're so 22. You're so 22. I wish I could dream and live in your world again." Like, well, what's stopping you? Your own limiting beliefs, your self-worth, your self-confidence. Like, I don't care if someone's 32, 42, 62, 82, you can still live in the fun and the adventure of the fulfillment of what a 22 feels. Now you look back and I'm like, wow, I was naive. And sometimes that was blissful, but I wouldn't trade it for the world to where I am now to be able to create that yes and. I can still create those experiences as a 22-year-old, but as a wise 42-year-old. So not to go on a self-confidence is what you can do, and self-worth is who you are when you do what you do. And then that self-confidence is also believing you are skilled enough. Do you believe you're skilled enough to do what you do? Self-worth is believing you are enough, is believing you are enough to do what you do, even when you're just starting out and you feel like your skills aren't there yet. You feel like you haven't put in the reps yet. What they say, like 10,000 hours to be a master. Well, it's not like you become a master at 10,000 hours. You got to keep putting in the reps. If you don't keep putting in the reps, you're going to lose that mastery title. Karate is a great example of that. There's so many different degrees of black freaking belts. I'm just now learning this because my daughter just got her yellow belt, which is only like one up from the white belt. It's so fun. But understanding self-mastery, self-confidence, self-discipline, goal setting. She's learning this as a six-year-old, and I don't have to teach it to her the way I teach it to her. She's learning it through other sources, which is beautiful because she's going to even come up with her own ways and her own identity to try those things on. Doing what? Increasing her self-worth, increasing her confidence. Like no amount of money can like gift that or put a value on something like that at such a young age. Like, oh, I love it. So self-confidence can fluctuate based on the environment. Self-worth is a stable, yeah, feeling of self-worth through any environment. So self-worth is actually the stable piece of your identity, no matter how life happens to you, for you, whatever label you're putting on that, right? Think about that. As life happens, circumstances, situations, our environment, right? How does your confidence fluctuate in those environments? Are you a reactor or do you slow down, take some time to be intentional with your response? When you have a high self-worth, you are able to be stable and respond. And it is our responsibility and how our respondability is in this world, both professionally and personally. Self-worth is your foundation, right? Your foundation. Is it solid? Is your foundation solid? Is it shaky? Is it quicksand? Is it a big pile of mud? Is it dirt that has some cracks and a couple dips and wobbles here and there? Because your self-worth, knowing it's your foundation, whether you knew this now or this is new for you, here's where your self-confidence comes into play, where it becomes dependent on your self-worth. Because your self-confidence is the house you're building on top of it. And I live in Florida, and a lot of the land in Florida used to be marshy or swampy at some point, right? Probably back in the dinosaur ages, but at some point. So if you don't test the land to make sure it's not wetlands and you're building a solid, beautiful home, I don't care if it's a small, cute little home or a big, multi-mega millionaire mansion home, you have to have a solid foundation to build that house upon. Or the first rainfall, your house is going to sink or shift or tilt and cracks everywhere, foundational crackage, which is not easy or pretty to clean up later. Okay. So both your self-confidence and self-worth play a part in ultimate fulfillment. That's the goal of my conversation today. Please take some time and sit with that and say, wow, where's my self-worth on a level of 1 to 10 in my personal life? Where's my self-worth on a scale of 1 to 10 in my professional life? What about your self-confidence and the roles that you are, your identity? What about your clarity around these things? Do we have boundaries in place? Do we need to set boundaries in place? Do we have habits and patterns and behaviors that, oof, no longer serve us and it's time to honor and release and let go? Because it's very, very important to build and strengthen both your self-confidence and self-worth as life happens, as you get clearer on your vision, as you pivot and reset through life. Because your house will only ever be as secure as the foundation you're building it upon. Your decision mastery, living from your vision, deciding from your vision, will only be as solid in you experiencing what you desire
On what? The courage to have the clarity to know you're worthy, self-worth, to do the action required to experience the thing, which over time will give you that confidence. So this was a lot, today. Before I hop off, before I answer some questions here, please head over to jacquelinemack.com. There's a free training right now. I have an amazing team that's supporting me and making sure the free trainings are up to date. The freebies, the power of the reset prompts are also available. If you don't have those, holy moly, those prompts, 7 of them in less than 7 minutes a month will keep you intentional and on track with not only your clarity, your confidence, your intention, but your energetic momentum every single month. Whether it's just for you personally, whether you're running a team, whether you want to take your professional piece to the whole next level, because here we are, it's April. And where are you with the goals you set in October of 2023? Or maybe you didn't set your goals till January of 2024. Or maybe you totally threw those goals in the trash and now you're resetting new goals here in April. Please don't do that. Grab these prompts and apply them and don't give up. That's the good news. It's April, holy moly. Time to take some action, aligned action with courage, confidence, and clarity, knowing your self-worth, knowing that you can do this, right? If you want to, and if you don't, how do you pivot and reset, right? So sending you with so much love.
Wow, what an episode. One more thing before you go. Thank you for investing your time with me today. I truly mean this. The one thing no one, not even the billionaires, can buy back is time. Not the last 2 seconds or day or week or year. So thank you for investing time for yourself with me today. So if this episode got you inspired, activated more clarity on what's blocking your desires, or sparked more confidence than ever to take action towards your dreams, do me a huge favor and leave me a review. It will mean the absolute world to me and allows other busy, successful humans like you and I to find the show with ease. And it is truly the best way, not only to show your gratitude for what I am sharing, but allows me to evaluate what the future episodes should be.